This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Clock on a Monday on 96.5 The Fan. Damn, glad to have you. Mac, Bob, Dusty with you as always.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Binkley's here.
He is, dude. He's ready. He said Cody got stung on the lip by a bee.
That's what I was told.
I'm a be not working Monday. Gosh, what other excuses can we use? Michael Garcia got stung by a hornet and still played.
And hit a double. No. Didn't get stung and still played. Got stung, next pitch doubled.
Yeah, that wasn't a bee, Bob. That was like a hornet or something inside his
jersey.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It was worse than Cody got stung by a bee so he can't come to work today.
Well, we're on
camera. Was this my girl?
No, he died. Macaulay Culkin, yeah. R.I.P. in that movie. You never seen My Girl, have you?
I'm not.
It's a good movie.
It's a really good movie.
Dan Aykroyd, very good acting role.
It's very sad, though. It really is. Like, it'll tear you up.
Yeah, but it's great.
I like those kind of movies.
Do you really? Yeah. You like those?
Drama, emotional, good writing.
Yeah. We were talking about Simon Birch this weekend. I missed that movie. I need to figure out if it's streaming anywhere.
What movie?
Simon Birch?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that is streaming somewhere. You can find that.
Yeah, I want to watch that again. That was one of the one of the first two movies I ever cried in.
That was another sad one, though. I mean,
oh, it's terrible.
I cried
sad.
In American Fievel, American Tale.
Fievel Goes West.
Somewhere out there, like rode that boat over from Italy, mm-hmm. like Jerry Anselmo, and you know, came over here to
hello
this,
America.
Hey, Jerry had his 80th birthday over the weekend, right?
Hey, yeah, happy birthday.
He didn't get invited to his dinner though. That didn't happen. So
what are you, Ben
very
Miller?
Disappointed about that. Like very, very disappointed. My daughter said Jerry was in Jasper's with the whole family. Didn't invite me. Didn't invite me.
This was a dinner for the family.
Yeah.
It's exactly.
Not quite the family.
You come sit in here, kiss my ring, and call me the godfather.
Yeah, nobody's doing that today, Jerry.
The other news we got this weekend is that Red Zone is gone.
Oh, my God.
It's yeah. over, isn't it? It's over, isn't it?
I mean, if
ESPN's got it.
Well, I mean,
billions.
The president can still like veto this thing and say it's not happening, this merger, because it could be a
like the president or like the president of like ESPN.
No, the president of the United States.
Oh.
Like it's going to the federal government for approval. Like anytime you merge companies, the federal government has to approve to say whether it's a monopoly or not, right? And so we know that you know there's some bad blood.
Like pick part. They're like. Picking things they want, right? It's like the whole network.
Oh yeah, they're buying the whole network.
Whole network?
Yeah,
okay, okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, 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 yeah. They're gonna have basically the whole network and Red Zone, and now they're talking about putting commercials on Red Zone. I mean, which I understand yep. where we are, and
it's
and
ruined.
But I mean, you can't have Scott Hansen start. And Scott Hansen's tweet over the weekend was, "It'll all be okay, people. I'll be there
that
5 weeks.
It's not right? gonna be okay."
Exactly. That's exactly what I thought too. Oh, yeah. We're screwed here, yep. right? Like, and so maybe it'll get people back to watching actual games if Red Zone doesn't give people what they wanted. Now, how intrusive are the ads going to be? Are they going to be a split screen and Hansen never leaves? Are they going to take a break for 2 minutes so the dude can take a leak? Or like what are the commercials going to be, and how intrusive are those commercials going to be on Red Zone?
Now it's
going
to be more than $15 a month.
For sure.
Well, it's going to be a part of that ESPN plan, which is like $29.99 a month.
God. Pay it
and yeah. do it that way.
Yeah, that sucks. But they don't have Red Zone at camp, but they were doing well inside the Red Zone.
Mack had his own Red Zone going on up there. Defense
exactly right.
on one eye, offense on the other.
Oh, yeah.
It was fantastic, man. I was in heaven. It
good.
Was great. It was awesome. Had a lot of fun.
I know
fun.
That I'm hard.
Did you take your shirt off at any point?
No, because the weather was great. You wanted to keep it on.
Yeah, I could have worn this sweater yesterday or this sweatshirt yesterday. I mean, it was that chilly when I got there. I was like, wow.
Like when Pacheco caught that 50-yarder down the sidelines, you didn't want to rip your shirt off like the Hulk and go, I love this!
Mm-hmm. I was actually in the middle of a sentence when Jalen Royals caught one of his two touchdown passes on back-to-back during the red zone drills in the middle of my sentence. I was like, whoa, Jalen
Royals! That's the best part about camp
exactly.
is when a dude makes a play right in the middle of a thought and you just go right into what that guy did.
Yes,
yeah.
And JT was like, who was it? What happened? And I was like, give the play-by-play. There it is.
People want to know.
Those were thick. I've been pounded this week. But yeah, man, it was awesome. Offensive line work was great. It's good to see the D-line go versus the O-line. Ashton Gelati got the best of Josh Simmons on one rep, which was super cool. Went to the outside. Josh Simmons was totally ready for him. Boom. Next rep. Fakes the outside. Spins inside. Goes right past him. We talked about wanting these guys to learn. As much as we love hearing about how good Josh Simmons is, it was good to see him get beat by another rookie in this draft class who's also could be really, really good
yeah,
and impactful.
That makes me excited because you hear about how good Simmons has been. And then the next words out of your mouth are like, yeah, third round picked Ashton Gelati spin moves and gets by. And I'm like, how good is Gelati now?
Yeah.
If he's spinning by the first round pick who's mauling everybody and has no competition for his job coming off injury, Buckeyes.
You know, I haven't swiped right on 500 men.
Damn it.
Is that Alex?
No, he doesn't swipe right.
I wouldn't do that.
I don't use Tinder. I just go to beer release parties and take home the girl in leather pants. That is a true story. Took her home that night.
Good for you.
No, not me.
Alex. Which beer release party was that?
El Patron.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Such a smooth ride.
I was doing the show, and I was doing it live from there, and I was like, maybe Alex will come on the show, and then I was like, I don't want to come, you know, block him, you know.
Oh, I remember that girl. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. That's right. We tried to make that thing happen, and it did for a hot minute, and then he was done with her.
Leather pants gold, baby.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you'd use powder to get him off at night. It's like when Ross tried to put him on in Friends and couldn't get him back up. It's fine. She's not the real one.
I just want to win, Jim.
But yeah, you mentioned Ashton Gelati also on that D-line in the rookie class, who I didn't know was wearing 55, but I love it because of Frank Clark, Omar Norman Lott, defensive lineman, nice. Interior, yeah. Wearing the 55. So I thought that was another little.
I think that's a cool number for an interior defensive lineman. I really like that.
Yeah, he's like 320 pounds, just huge, 55. I'm like, that's pretty
good. That works, man. Yeah. Like certain things just kind of get you. You know, 55 on a defensive lineman, for whatever reason, I think that's really cool. I like that.
It's just such a smooth ride.
So, yeah, man, it was great. It was really cool. Good to see the defense. Got to talk to Jaden Hicks with Dusty on Saturday. Talked to Shamari Connor yesterday on Sunday. It was great.
Were they excited to talk to you?
Yes. Hicks was awesome.
Hicks was awesome. Yes. Good. Connor was too. But, you know, I don't know how exciting you're going to get to talk to me when you just finished your practice at St. Joe and here's this little guy. Hey, what's going on? You know, but yeah, it was great.
Remember that time you were with the Beatles?
Yes, exactly.
It's awesome.
No, it's funny. We asked Jaden Hicks, like, dude, so we've seen some people come after Josh Simmons in practice. What do you think about that? He's like, I wouldn't mess with him. Yeah. He's like, big dude.
Huge dude, man. Yeah, he's
literally shut it down. He's like, you know, Gelati was getting into it. We saw that Leo Chenal got into it with Simmons on practice on Saturday. I was like, Leo kind of gets into a scuffle with him. These people are trying to come at him. Like, what's, he's like, I wouldn't mess with him.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, me neither.
Yeah, no, that guy's going to smash some people on opening night down in Brazil. I promise you, man. He's going to just light the world on fire. Literally, it's going to be an international incident when Josh Simmons is out there defending Patrick Mahomes. I feel like from everything that I'm hearing, like he's taking it personal almost that, you know, Shocker. Nobody protected Patrick Mahomes over the last couple of years. Very reminiscent of when Tyrann Mathieu and Frank Clark came in and kind of took it personal. And when you can just pick up the ball and act like you've been here and it was your fault and learn from somebody else's mistakes that you had no business even being a part of or in the conversation with and have ownership, I like it. I really do. And I love the fact that like they saw him in the first practice and go, okay, we're not messing around. He's your starter.
That's it.
At left tackle. I also like that I'm hearing that he does make mistakes from some people in the organization and they can correct those mistakes. They like the fact that he has made some mistakes and not everything has been just domination because it's not going to work that way in the game. The more mistakes that he can make in practice, the more that he can get beat in practice, the better he's going to be moving forward. And if you're up at practice and he does get beat a couple of times, that's a good thing. Don't judge that. He's going to learn from that. Now, if he doesn't learn from that, it's his problem, you know, but I think he's going to learn from that. I think he's going to get better from that. And I think he's just going to be awesome this year.
And then the biggest story of camp that kind of started to surface yesterday was second day in a row or now multiple days in a row. Hollywood Brown has not practiced. The text line was very upset about that. I had to kind of write their wrong notion that he's always hurt. It's like went through the game log. He's not always hurt. Last year was really the big year.
Why is that the perception with him though?
I don't know.
Because it was the perception before he even came here. And we've all, my included, we've all picked up that low-hanging fruit narrative of he's always hurt. Why does he have that narrative? Because he's not always hurt.
He's not. So people are very, very concerned that he won't be there. But Andy Reid spoke yesterday about him. He seems to be fine. Ankle's good. He's running, so hopefully he progresses and be back soon.
And maybe this is best case scenario where his ankle is kind of banged up and he doesn't play in these preseason games.
Yeah.
You know, the less Hollywood Brown gets hit maybe at this point of his career, the better it is for everybody. So just focus on getting that ankle healthy and getting back, you know, on September, we're 32 days away from the kickoff of the season. Just be that as your end goal. 32 days away from being healthy. Don't worry about getting back for these preseason games.
Yeah, because your biggest competition is the Broncos, because Sean Payton was quoted in Pro Football Talk as saying this Broncos team is capable of winning the Super Bowl.
Whoa. All right, good for you, bud.
He looks like if Kenny Chesney was a head coach. And wore a baseball hat
and gained about 50 pounds.
I don't know. He looks pretty good in this pic.
Does he?
He looks like Kenny Chesney.
But last image I have of Sean Payton is him being on Fox in a suit that's a little bit too small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do remember that too.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're not there yet.
No, but I do want to know what Hollywood Brown's role is going to be, because I mean, got to get him on the field, got to play.
He's got to play.
Especially if you're going to have number 4 out for 4 weeks, and I don't want to put all that load on Xavier Worthy.
Mm-hmm.
I want that to be
Juju, right?
Yeah. Right. And your guy, Bringing Stool.
Royals and Bringing Stool, yeah.
Yeah, but there you go. Coming up on the other side, our guy, Josh Verner, he's going to join us here on Fesco and Dusty in about 8 minutes. We're going to talk all things Royals and get ready for this Boston series. Your cousin from Boston. Those Royals, they go into Boston tonight to start another gauntlet of a 3-game series here on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Long time listener and supporter of you because you tell it like it is.
Here's our Royals insider, Josh Vernier.
That's right. Don't forget Saturday, the Kansas City Chiefs will be playing on this radio station, 96.5 The Fan. That game is at 7 o'clock. The Royals will be on, and so will Josh Vernier, his on-deck show on at 5 o'clock on 610 a.m. on that Saturday. But tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday, they go to Beantown. They go to Boston. Tonight, those Royals will play the Red Sox in the House of the Green Monster. Can't wait for that game tonight. Falter versus Bello, 6:10, which means Josh Vernier goes on the air at 5 o'clock. Josh Vernier joins us now. How about that series in Canada this weekend? Vern, the bats, Salvador Perez, the additions, all things went well, except for maybe Saturday's 4-2 loss, but a hell of a win of a series this weekend.
Even on that loss, or even after that loss on Saturday, now, I'm not going to say it was easy to turn the page, but you could feel the positivity coursing through the fan base where we all, begrudgingly, turned the page after that loss because the team has finally built up some equity, right? You're watching this team, and it looks like the ball club we expected to see back on opening day, back at the end of March, because what they're doing lately is all the things they didn't do in the first 100 games. They're coming from behind. They're showing power. They're scoring a lot of runs. They're hitting with runners in scoring position. They're making the routine plays defensively, running the bases well. They're playing good baseball. They look like a good baseball team. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And like you guys mentioned earlier, that series win in Toronto, the biggest series victory of the season, and now the next biggest series of the season away. It's a three-game set at Fenway, and boy, what a pitching matchup tonight and really throughout the series. Bayo, Garrett Crochet, Dustin May, the big redhead they just acquired from the Los Angeles Dodgers. And as everybody knows, Boston just swept the Houston Astros, so the Royals will have their hands full, but I'll tell you this. They're walking into Fenway oozing confidence.
No doubt about that. And a big reason why is Salvador Perez, my buddy Jim, who's been telling me all year that Salvi is washed, not Carrington, but my friend Jim texts me yesterday. He goes, I was wrong, man. I'm willing to eat crow on Salvi. Not only is he not washed, he's dominating. 37 of 51 games with a hit. Second best offensive month in the history of his career in July. Why has he turned it around?
Well, I think it's the same reason why you never bailed on Salvi. The same reason why many Chiefs fans never bailed on Travis Kelce a season ago. To become Salvador Perez to where it's no longer a, is he a Hall of Famer, is he not a Hall of Famer? I think most baseball men and women agree. Salvi's going to end up in Cooperstown when it's all said and done. You don't become that type of a player if, in my opinion, it all just disappears in the blink of an eye. You saw it this weekend on the other side with Max Scherzer, a guy that's 41, really hasn't been healthy for the past few seasons. But when he does wake up on the right side of the bed, when the body is not aching, you can still see the occasional flashback from a Salvador Perez, a Max Scherzer, from the greats in the sport. It's still in there. A lot of things need to go right for it to come to the forefront on a consistent basis, and you saw that this weekend with Max Scherzer, and really, like you mentioned, we've been watching it with Salvi. You go back to the beginning of July, he's hitting .333. Since the All-Star break, he's top five in all of Major League Baseball with an OPS near 1,100. Early on this season, I think it's fair to say that Salvi, just like a Bobby and a Vinny, they were all pressing because coming into the season, we knew, sure, this team's going to be better. We assumed that this team was going to be better, but we also knew this offense is only going to go as far as Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi take them. So when the season starts off and Massey and MJ and Renfro are giving you nothing, Jonathan India's getting hit every few pitches, he's banged up. It was by the second week of the season, we're all looking to Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi going, hey, can you guys do something? Because nobody else in this lineup is doing anything. And we've seen Salvi countless times over the past decade and a half put a little bit too much pressure on himself, try and win the game with one swing. Now, he's able to do that throughout the 2020 season and 21 and 22. It was often, if Salvi doesn't do the damage, damage isn't going to be done. I think he had a little bit of that in the back of his mind early on this season, where I'm the captain. Offensively, we're one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball, and I need to fix it. And he dug himself a little bit of a hole. Now, I also think that rest has benefited Salvi, right? The 4 days of the All-Star break, getting the occasional day off with Freddie Freeman behind the dish, playing some first base, serving as the designated hitter. I think it's all built to this, where Salvi's playing, as you mentioned, one of his best months of baseball offensively of his entire career. Now with 50 games to go, can he continue it? We'll see. You know, now with Freddie in San Diego, that means Salvi behind the dish as if it's, okay, maybe not 2014, 2015, where Salvi's behind the dish every single game. But I'm not hoping to see Luke Maley more than once a week behind the dish. So do we see those offensive numbers begin to begin to come back down to earth? I'm fearful of it. Because, again, throughout the first few months of the season, I was adamant that you cannot ask a 35-year-old catcher to hit cleanup if you expect to win the division. Can you expect a 35-year-old catcher to hit fifth for you and grab that third and final wild card spot in which you're 3.5 games back of? I'm not going to put anything past Salvi because of everything we just discussed, but that to me is one of the biggest storylines of these final 50 games. Can the future Hall of Famer, can he hold up like he did back in the 2014-2015 season? Because I don't think he has the backup in the same fashion he did a season ago.
Vern, you mentioned the pitching matchups in Boston. What are the storylines going into this next tier of the gauntlet that is this road trip before they get to Minnesota and things get maybe a little easier? I know Crochet tomorrow, big, big game there. But what are the storylines to be looking forward into this series with Boston?
To me, most important is just, like I said out of the gate, just keep playing this terrific brand of baseball where the defense, again, the reason why a few weeks ago, right before the All-Star break when the Royals dropped 2-3 to the New York Mets at home, that to me was, quote-unquote, it. You know, that to me is when I was resigned to the fact that it's not in the cards for the boys this season. They just didn't do enough things that good teams do. They didn't run the bases well. Their defense was average at best. They didn't come from behind. They had no power. They had no clutch. The rotation was starting to get banged up. I love the team, but 100-some-odd games in, I just didn't think it was in the cards for them. But since the All-Star break, and you look at what they've done of late, winning 9 of the last 13, it's because they're playing good baseball. They're executing. They're getting the ball. They're getting the bunt down. They're hitting the ball behind the runner. They're taking the extra 90 feet. They're just so that to me is the top storyline as you go into Boston to take on a team that is as hot as any ball club in the American League. Can you match them in just quality of baseball? That's number one. And then number two, Bailey Falter on the hill tonight. The young right-hander Ryan Burgert going tomorrow. So two more debuts. Last night we saw Stephen Kolick throw a quality start down in Omaha in his Royals organization debut. So can they keep playing quality baseball? And let's see if the new guys on the mound can make the type of impact that the new guys at the dish have made in the first week.
You know, new guy, no, but like guy we don't talk of, yes. Kyle Isbell over this weekend was outstanding. In fact, Vern, he's been about as steady a player as we've had on this team all year. We got to give this guy a little bit of love, man.
Especially on the road. Since the All-Star break, Kyle Isbell hitting .350. He scored 9 runs in his 13 starts since the Midsummer Classic. And Kyle Isbell, to me, is the Jerod Dyson of this era in that if you love the Royals, you love Kyle Isbell. If you're an average baseball fan, you know about the Royals, but maybe you don't watch them on a daily basis, you're unfamiliar with Kyle Isbell. But out at Kauffman Stadium on the post-game show, his name is always mentioned of, Vern, I don't think we give this guy enough love. Exactly what you're talking about. Because, yeah, this weekend, three doubles in the past two games makes every play in center field. No, his arm isn't anything to write home about. But his glove is, his first step is, his instincts are. Listen, Lorenzo Cain and Willie Wilson and Carlos Beltran and Michael A. Taylor are probably all, you know, faster, more graceful out there. But Kyle's ability to put his head down, run to a spot, then look up, find the ball, and make the catch. It's, in my opinion, in the decade plus I've been watching Royals baseball, it's better than anybody, you know, next to Michael A. Taylor was probably the best I saw do it, but Kyle Isbell defensively, there's just never a panic. The ball's going to the outfield. He's going to find a way to catch it. And now getting the job done at the bottom of the lineup, right, he can get the bunt down. And as we've seen over the past few seasons, anybody that's watching baseball on a daily basis, not many guys that can consistently get a bunt down. Kyle Isbell tells me all the time, if you know, the issue is guys don't work on it. You know, if you want to be a good bunter, you need to work on that the same way you work on your swing. And Izzy puts in the work on bunting, puts in the work shagging fly balls in center field. He's a great guy. I remember Bobby thought he looked like Bono.
Yeah.
out at the casino this season, but no question about it, he deserves the love. And you know, this is a guy that suddenly is the second longest tenured Royal behind only Salvador Perez.
That's nuts.
Vern, you talk about this team and where they've added pieces when it comes to Randall Grechik or whether it comes to Mike Yastrzemski or whoever it may be, Adam Frazier. What do we expect to see if when Cags comes back? Do we see him just kind of land a DH role and maybe leave the outfield the way that it's been?
Yeah, especially without Freddie Fermin, right? Meaning Salvi's going to be behind the dish more times than not. Well, you know, let's hope. Well, let's hope that we get a good Jack Caglione because first he needs to get healthy, and then as we've discussed, you know, go down to Omaha on a quote-unquote rehab assignment, hopefully find some confidence there, dominate the AAA ranks like he did previously, and then get back here. And yeah, we'll see how things shake out. But no, now that you have a quality arm in Mike Yastrzemski in right field and a guy that's likely to be platooned with Randall Grichik, yeah, DH makes the most sense. You know, hopefully that's the avenue. Hopefully Vinny's healthy and the corner outfielders remain healthy and hitting, and Cags can just ease back into that DH role. But I think we're still a ways away from that.
We're talking with Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, as they get ready to take on the Boston Red Sox, big series up in Boston for these guys. And another dude over the weekend, too, that I thought was very impressive was Michael Wacha. I mean, we were talking earlier that you fall down 1-0 early in that game to the Blue Jays. It could have been here we go again. That guy buckled down and retired like everybody else after Vladimir Guerrero hit that home run.
And that's still the reason why we're as excited as we are, why this team is 500 rather than 10 games below 500. It's the calm and steady presence of a Michael Wacha, of a Seth Lugo, crazy to say, but of a 25-year-old rookie in Noah Cameron. But, you know, I think we've talked plenty about the rotation, and, you know, guys like Wacha and Lugo and Salvi and Bobby are the four highest paid players on your team. I want to get to a place where I'm taking you for granted. And I think this city now, I'm not complaining or pointing a finger, but I think we do take Michael Wacha for granted. I think we do take Seth Lugo for granted, and that's a good thing. That means they're delivering, they're earning every single penny of their $18, $20 million contract. But for as great as the rotation is, or was, and we'll see what Falter and Burgert can do over the next 2 days in Boston, but what's exciting about these final 50 games is the return of Hunter Harvey and what a force that bullpen suddenly looks like, mm-hmm. with Harvey, Urseg, and Estevez back to where they were in early April when it was looking like this Royals bullpen, at least the back end of the bullpen, might be the best in the division. Name-wise, and as far as power stuff, I do think it's the best 1-2-3 at the back end of a bullpen in the American League Central, and top five, top half of the American League, certainly. Throw on top of that John Schreiber, who's retired each of the last nine that he's faced. Daniel Lynch looked really good yesterday. Angel Zerpa continues to be a power arm out of the bullpen. So, man, you look towards October, and I know we're getting well ahead of ourselves, but you know, right now it's wild to think that Noah Cameron could get the ball in game three of a ALDS, but I think that's how it's shaping up right now. And then you look at that bullpen with, you know, could possibly have a Michael Lorenzen. We'll see about Cole Reagans and what role he could possibly have in the final few weeks of the season. And then Falter and Burgard, what's their future? You know, as you get later in the season and you're building your postseason rotation, you know, for as much as we talked about this rotation, and deservedly so, they're one of the three, five best in all of Major League Baseball. What excites me about this team's chances is, man, that bullpen is suddenly a force. And if your defense is going to make the routine plays and the occasional outstanding play, you're running the bases the way that you are, suddenly you're that well-rounded team that many people in Kansas City thought, you know, could flirt with 90 wins. That's the look you have right now.
Vern, when you look at the star power in Boston, I know Roman Anthony is there among others. Is there anybody? I love that you bring up Hunter Harvey because I was in my car fist pumping when he threw the three straight heaters down the middle. I remember you used to talk about Wade Davis going out there with middle fingers and saying, "Here it is, good luck." Yeah, right. So that's kind of big there. I know the bullpen. I think only three earned runs the entire weekend. But when you look at this Boston team, man, they can hit.
Oh, no question. Yeah. You know, Jaron Duran, we're all going to get a look at the guy that we were hoping to see in a Royals uniform. Alex Bregman is back. One of my favorite players is their shortstop slash center fielder in Sedan Rafaela. Yeah, man, Trevor Story's, you know, up there as far as the RBI leaders in Major League Baseball. You mentioned their version of Jack Caglione and Roman Anthony. You know, unlike our version, he's actually hitting at a pretty high clip right now. Yeah, and then you throw into the fact that they have maybe the best lefty in the sport going tomorrow. But listen, you can get to Brian Bello tonight. I think Dustin May's a good pitcher, the former Dodgers right-hander, but he's going to be feeling that Boston pressure coming up on Wednesday, and Michael Wacha's not going to be feeling that pressure on Wednesday. So, no, if I'm a Royals fan, it's the Boston Bee. It's Fenway Park. It's going to be a packed house. But, man, when you're walking into that building with the type of confidence and the belief, you know, to me, that's been my biggest takeaway over the past few weeks and surrounding this trade deadline. And I know it sounds corny, but I said it after Friday's game, man. I'm impressed, obviously, by the team, and I was talking about how I was so very impressed with Michael Wacha, but you know, there is a part of me that's like proud of these guys too, proud of these hitters that you know, I've been on the air after almost every game talking about how disappointing this offense is. They're the worst run-scoring offense in the franchise's history, and you know, these hitters continued to believe in one another. The coaching staff continued to believe in them. And I'm not just talking about words. I'm talking about true belief, the way that they look at each other, the way that they think about each other, the way that they pull for each other. I think Seth Lugo's extension symbolized that and the celebration that the guys had for Seth Lugo. And I also find myself like inspired by that belief that the players have in one another, that the front office showed in these guys, that John Sherman showed in this ball club. Because again, I was resigned to the fact that they're just not good enough. They've failed us this season. Oh well, let's get ready for 2026. Nobody in that clubhouse was resigned to that fact, and obviously ownership still believes in this team. The front office obviously still believes in this team. So that is tough to beat when you have a tight-knit group that doesn't care what the outside is saying. They know we're better than how we performed over the first 100 games. So as someone that, I'm not saying I was waving the white flag, but I was preparing for an early October off. No, man, this team has changed my mind, and It's the latest reminder that just when you think you have this game figured out, it's going to slap you in the face.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I am. You're back to 500 now. You're legitimately in that playoff conversation. Yep. Don't give it all back to the Red Sox. And then, I hate to be this guy, but six against the Twins and Nationals after that, you got to go 6-0. Then you got three more against the White Sox as well. 7-2 at worst in that stretch, in my opinion.
Well, you certainly need to beat up on the Twins and the White Sox, because as we talk about this final wild card spot, it's also going to come down to those tiebreakers. And the tiebreaker that you're likely to, that it's going to come down to with the Rays, it could with the, if you go take 2 of 3 from the Boston Red Sox, that season series is evened up at 3 apiece. So if the Royals and Red Sox end with the same record, if the Royals and Rays end with the same record, the tiebreaker is, how did you fare against your division? So that tiebreaker is going to come down to, do you beat up on the carcass of the Minnesota Twins? Do you slap around the suddenly hot Chicago White Sox? If you do, it's going to be advantageous for you to sneak past some of those teams that you're jockeying for position to grab that third and final wild card spot. Every game from here on out, like you guys have been talking about, every series is the biggest series of the season, starting tonight in Boston.
You got to hear this. What can they listen for tonight starting at 5 o'clock, Vern?
We got a pair of tickets to see the Nationals come to town a week from tomorrow, a dollar dog night. First 10,000 fans get a Royals soccer jersey. All you have to do is answer one trivia question correctly, and the tickets are yours. So be listening tonight. 5 o'clock, we give those tickets away 1 hour before first pitch each and every day.
I'll have it on the fourth hole of the golf course. That's when about you come on, when the game starts at 6. Vern, take care. We love it, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Hit them straight, buddy.
Yes, sir. That's Josh Vernier, our Royals insider here on 96.5 The Fan. The only place that you can hear the Chiefs, though, coming up this weekend is here Saturday on 96.5. You can hear Vern and all that Royals action on The Fan AM 610 for Vern's pregame show starting at 5. Best college football name tiers. We get into that next here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Coming up from 10 to 2 will be Alex Gold, Drew Nixon, back from his vacation where he passed Burrowhead, he said, on when he was on I-70.
Yeah, that's not even funny. Like, that's lame. It's been almost, it'll be 4 years in January since the Bengals last won a game.
It always reminds me of the quote from the original Happy Gilmore shooter. Did you see Happy Gilmore drove the par 400 yards? Yeah, how do you finish again? Dead last?
Yep,
yeah, exactly. I was too busy winning.
Yeah, I mean, my God, if you're still holding on to Burrowhead, man, like, that's the sign of a losing organization. You're holding something on to happen a generation ago. I mean, Tyreek Hill was still a Chief, for God's sakes.
So we have conference realignment and new names. The college football all name team.
Mac, you find these all names, huh? All these different names that have made their way into DeRealis college football.
Clark.
Yeah.
This is like the coldest
guy from Nebraska. Yeah, the coldest was my favorite one, and then he got the heating and air conditioning deal. But I'm going through a lot of these names, and these are real names, I would imagine, right, Mac?
These are real names players, for this season. Yes.
Did you do your due diligence to find out if these are really really real? Like Nitro Tuggle, who plays at Purdue. Who doesn't want a guy named Nitro Tuggle on their roster, right? What a great name for that guy.
That's awesome.
At Bowling Green, the alma mater of my mother-in-law, Gideon ESPN Lampron.
I mean, that's gold.
Pig Cage plays for some team with a red bird as their mascot. Dude Person plays for some team with a purple bear as their mascot. And then for Cal, their defensive lineman, Legend Journey.
Legend Bob.
I mean, who doesn't like Legend Journey?
Legend Bob.
Legend Bob.
Wheels in the sky keep on turning.
I'm very concerned about Legend Bob. He doesn't sound like himself today. I'm very upset about it.
Legend Journey. Gentle Hunt. plays defensive line.
Got to be careful with that one.
Uh-huh. For Illinois.
What about Deed Capper?
Yeah, that's a good one.
DC Pippen?
Fat Forrest?
These are just names in colleges. Like, how did you ever spell, how did you ever get something? God's Power.
Yeah, like, what?
Where the hell is he at?
Top list quarterback. God's Power,
oh,
Nalahui.
God's Power, yeah, that guy. Yeah. God's Power. Army.
God's Power, Nalahui.
She's such a smooth ride.
Better believe him. I also like this guy whose name that will be known here in Kansas City probably sooner rather than later. He plays at SMU. He's an offensive lineman. King Large, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
King Large.
Legend Bob.
Well, just wait till you get to the B team. The running back there is Fluff Bothwell. These are real names. You can go to FanDuel. The wide receiver out of Wake Forest, Karate Brinson.
Karate Brinson's awesome.
And then the tight end out of UTEP, Cash Cheeks.
Cash Cheeks.
I mean, you want to talk about where you play that Alex Gold drop. When you talk about Cash Cheeks.
It's just such a smooth ride.
Better believe it.
That is a good one. I do like Big Al Oliver, too, who plays for Akron. Now, his dad was Al Oliver, right? I believe that played. Like, did Al Oliver play in the NFL, or was he an NBA player? Or was he a Major League Baseball pitcher? Look
baseball
up Al
player.
Oliver. I think Al Oliver was a baseball player, if
baseball
I'm not mistaken.
Baseball player, first base and outfield.
Okay, so his son Big Al Oliver.
The one that hits dingers?
Yeah. Where is that guy? Rocky Beers plays tight end.
That's Binkley's guy.
For Colorado. It probably is. He probably told you something about Rocky Beers, right?
You can also go to the C team and see their D linemen are Bull Bull, Knowledge Davis, Tiger Black, Machiavelli Malatuma.
Machiavelli.
Yeah. Then there's a Mr. Clark. Mr. Spike Souls, Ender Aguilar, Seaburn Hines.
Seaburn Hines?
Yeah, that's an offensive lineman out of some school I don't recognize. And then the wide receiver out of Florida State, which we will hear all season long, Squirrel White.
Oh, that's a good one.
I will see my way out after that name.
Yeah.
Squirrel White.
I like that name.
Yeah, he's actually really good, too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's going to be a
Squirrel.
You're going to hear his name.
I like on the honorable mention. I don't know how he's not on the A or B team. Chance Gamble.
That's a good one. And this is also put out by FanDuel, too. So you would have thought Chance Gamble would make the list, right?
Yes.
What about Butter Tollefson, the quarterback from Arizona State? Guy's name is Butters, for God's sake. How do we have another Bull? That was Manute Bull's son that grew up here and played in the NBA.
Yes.
Is there another Bull?
I don't know. I don't know how they'd fare in the football field. They'd get snapped.
I mean, you've seen the bowls, right?
Oh,
like, not the Frank bowls, but the Manute bowls.
That Manute bowl picture of him in the pool with his
he's like
so
waist
creepy.
High in the deep end.
Their legs are thinner than these pens.
100%.
You and the ones Carrington shoes on?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the quarterback, General Booty.
General Booty has been a good
OU,
one.
He was OU, right?
Yeah, he
I feel
was
like
OU.
General Booty, though, has been around forever.
Yeah, he was couple years back.
Yeah, he's got to be at least third or fourth year.
Gotta be, right? Like, General Booty's been around for 100 years. What about Sir Bible?
Sir Bible
or Mr. Williams is another good one, too.
Somebody says they can hear Kling saying, no, you don't. If I texted in saying, I know a guy named any of the names you just read.
No, you don't. No, you
it's
don't.
True. I knew a guy. No, you didn't. No, you did. You did not know a Seymour Butts. It was not your high school teacher.
No one's Seymour Butts than you, Uncle Tony. Classic movie.
Walter Young Bear, offensive lineman from West Virginia, is another
so good.
Good one, too.
Kansas State has a booby feaster.
That's fantastic.
Really?
That's what somebody
that's
said.
Great.
Is that not
that's
on the, one of the lists?
The second text we got, K-State's booby feaster.
I like that.
Yeah, no local names. I was looking. I was trying to see if I remember.
Well, Fat Forrest is good from Mississippi State.
Yeah, Fat Forrest is great.
K-State does have a guy on the B team named Sirius Stinyard.
Sirius Black?
There we go.
From Harry Potter?
Yeah. Sirius Stinyard's funny.
Somebody says you guys sound like Key and Peele when they do the player introductions.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, that was the only local kid on that list. Nobody from Missouri, nobody from KU.
Mm-hmm. Bull.
God, Mr. Williams is so good. That's not the same Bull. Bull was already retired from the NBA, unless that's Bull's kid.
Yeah.
And if that's Bol Bol's kid, I mean, then they can't be that far apart in age.
816 says Bol Bol went to Miege.
It's not that same. The old Bol Bol went to Miege.
Really? Oh, I didn't even know that.
He went to Miege, but not this Bol Bol that's playing now college football.
No.
Unless Bol Bol has gone back to play for Boise State.
I mean, the last time I saw a Bol Bol play was Friday night in the garage.
That's right.
You ask about if people want football or school back first. The Chargers Lions from Canton generated 6.9 million views for NBC and Peacock. It was the most watched.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hall of Fame games since Steelers Cowboys in 21.
Wow.
Yeah, people since 1921.
People are pining for football to return.
And pining for kids to go back to school.
There's that as well. James Cook walking out to practice, not in uniform for the second straight day. We dive into that on the other side, as well as other football-related stories here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.